Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to episode 100.
100.
And episode 200.
Yes, yeah. Some
all right, so how this works is this is actually officially number 100 of the full-size episodes, but we've also been doing minis and quickies and stuff. If you add all that together, this is actually episode 200. So from now on...
So we did fun math?
We did fun math. From now on, we are going from episode 200 to whatever thing. Everything else is considered an episode, so we're counting from 200 now.
Well, who the heck are we, and where the heck are we?
I am Brandon Luna.
I'm Randy Rankin.
I'm Sigourney Nate.
And we have some special guests with us today for this epic event. Who do we have? Aaron Loomis. Say hello.
Howdy. Howdy, guys. Congratulations.
From Blind Man's Puff, Aaron Loomis, and Emmett Malone from Blind Man's Puff. Say hello.
Howdy, howdy.
I said say hello, motherfucker. You said howdy, howdy.
I don't say hello for you.
I'm trying to be Texan.
Emmett Malone has got to be the most power name that I've heard.
That is cool. It's like... It's like a
Emmett Malone,
lawyer
like
at large.
Irish mobster name, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So congratulations on the name.
Yes, congratulations.
It's awesome.
As opposed to Aaron Loomis, who's probably like a math teacher. Or...
I think of him as the doctor who helped Michael Myers.
There you go. That's a good. Yeah, Loomis. There you go. You got a famous last name.
So what?
I dig the Blind Man's Puff stuff in the background. Look. They've only had
the show a little bit.
They don't have anything behind us.
Yeah,
we got a green screen we were supposed to have behind us.
We have hot
So the concept today for this special episode is smoke your best, and that's something that I think is wise words that I've heard multiple times from Don Wiggins over at the Underground. His big thing is if you got something and it's your best, smoke it every day. Smoke your best cigars because you never know what your last day on this fucking planet is. You might as well smoke the good stuff. So
hopefully on your last day you're not smoking like a Java
man. That'd be fucking
bad.
That would be terrible.
So I am smoking today an Opus X Power Ranger from 2009. And what are you guys smoking?
I'm smoking the Viaje Reserva. This is an old cigar. It's got about 6-7 years on it. Mm-hmm. Very nice cigar.
I'm smoking a Drew Estate UF4. I've had this guy for about a year now, and before I had it, the guy that had it before me had it for probably 3 or 4 years.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's first release you have for.
All right, so that's made on it too.
What about you guys?
I'm smoking a Cohiba Lancero from 2010.
Nice.
And I'm smoking a Lovely Night Goldie, the retail number 2.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah, that's a tasty one, man.
Do we have lighters?
I have lighter.
I have lighter too.
I'm cutting with the Monte Cristo. Cigar scissor donated to us by Eddie Gavito. You scared me about the scotch that you dropped.
That would be sucky if you did that.
That would not be the first time this week. So be careful.
So what's your guys' preferred method for cutting? You guys like the scissors, the punch, the what?
I almost always go with the V-cut. Unless it's a torpedo, I'll use a guillotine.
Yeah, I got the torpedo right now.
I never do a straight cut in my palio.
I'm kind of jealous of your pick, actually.
Why is that?
Why are you so nervous about the lighter?
Because it hangs open.
Okay. No, not good.
No, not good. I'll be exchanging it.
Your lighter's messed up?
Yeah, I'm going to have to return it.
Oh, that sucks, man. That sucks balls.
I just dropped a bunch of money on this thing, and I love it. It's the best lighter in the world. And
it stays open when you're done. It stays open.
Talk louder.
So, like, it does that.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Yeah, so I'm not going to call out the vendor yet.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're replacing it on warranty, and, you know, it's all good, but it's kind of a bummer because I really, really wanted to love this lighter.
Yep. And are you guys pairing with anything today?
I am.
I've got a latte here.
Oh. I've got a little bit of Larceny Bourbon that Emmett sent me for Christmas.
Ooh. Very nice.
Nice. We have some scotch.
Scotch I've never tried, but always wanted to. Glenfarclas 12.
Sorry, man.
Damn it.
Can I have the scissors, please?
God.
I love it when that happens. That cracks me up.
That was bad.
You mean every episode?
I like inhale a whole cigar.
Oh, that's the fun stuff right there.
In a few minutes, I'll bust out some Havana Club. How about that?
Oh, yeah? You got some Havana Club?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty good stuff, man.
Yeah, it's
pretty good stuff. I had some a little while back.
It's not even that expensive. Okay.
Hmm?
Will I hear the ventilation thing?
Yeah, they're here.
Okay, never mind.
Yep.
Just blow your smoke that way.
I did.
God. That literally felt like I had like 9 puffs in my mouth going down my throat. God.
That sounds like a fun Saturday. No. Really.
Things going down your throat?
Yeah, 9 of them.
God. You're so disgusting.
So Aaron, how are your A's doing so far?
They're not doing too bad. I got some young guys. You know, they always do the young guy thing, and they're starting to produce right now, so it's looking good.
Yeah, that guy that started opening day is a badass.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Do you know it?
And I guess you forgot it, too.
You're saying the starting pitcher?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm assuming
Got to throw the one hitter on opening day.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't Cashmere, right?
No.
It was the other guy. Sonny Gray.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There that guy's a badass.
Yeah. He pitched today and I think he won.
Hmm. Nice.
My Rockies are 4-0, that's all I'm saying.
4-0, huh? I miss those days. We're back to being in the bottom as always, as we used to be when I grew up.
Yeah,
the Rockies will blow it around June, don't worry.
Everybody's hurt.
Holland's out for 60 days, and Rue is out for 15 days.
Yeah. Darvish is out for the year again.
Yeah.
Dude, sucks.
This is a freaking tasty cigar. Holy crap.
This is as old as it is. It's got a shitload of power to it.
Yeah, those old Viajes, man, they got some strength.
This guy's actually pretty mild for what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Not what I'd smoked of it, wasn't it?
No, I mean, I started the day an hour and a half ago with a bowl. And so, you know, I kind of have a palate that's acclimated to something spicy.
Oh, so you had a bowl first and then you had that?
Yeah, so this is mild as hell compared to that.
A bowl of wheat?
Bowl.
Oh, a bowl. I said a bowl.
A Sam Latano.
I was like, he's smoking a bowl. Smoking a shit ton of weed and now I'm having this.
That bowl
UF4.
Is so strong, man.
I need to go to like acid.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good idea. No, we don't smoke weed.
So, you guys looking forward to the show? The big show?
Yeah.
You're going this year, right? Who all's going?
Emmett and I, and one of our reviewers right now, and we'll see if anybody else wants to go.
Yeah.
All three of us are going.
Yep. And interestingly enough, I'm going with PDR, he's going with AJ Fernandez, and he's going with
AJ Fernandez.
thanks for putting me up there.
Yep.
Nate's doing computer work for us at AJ, so he gets to go to the show.
Yeah, we're apparently building a new inventory management.
So very cool. We're all going to three be there and working our butts off. Well, us two will. Yeah. I don't know what Nate will be doing.
I'm working on the front end and then not.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be hassling you guys, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. We expect, fully expect it.
Yeah.
We'll be at the blackjack table here.
And we'll need to coordinate parties and see where we're gonna go so we can go hang out.
Definitely.
Okay, I've heard two different things. I want to see what you guys have heard. I've heard that with the New Orleans smoking ban, that you can only smoke in the convention center.
And
cigar bars. The parties, you might not be able to smoke at the parties. But then I've also heard that since they are parties, you can smoke at them. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to depend on, I think, what kind of permits they get or, you know, whatever exceptions they get for that.
If it's outdoors, I don't think anyone's going to give a shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I've also heard that Don Wiggins from the Underground rented a house, so a lot of people are going to be partying there.
Nice.
And it's
walking distance from the convention. So
that's cool. I haven't heard that.
Where in the hell is there a house within walking dimension?
Within a walking dimension of the conditions. Yeah, I have no idea, but apparently it's two blocks. So.
So was that cigar manufactured with the band that far up, or did it slip?
No, it was that far up.
Because it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I want to remove it, but I don't.
How far up it is?
I'm moving it right now.
I'm expecting your like mustache to just kind of find its way into the band.
And eat it.
And that's disturbing.
My mustache eats the band.
Have you ever had that where you're smoking a cigar and you don't realize how far it's smoked down and how far up the band is and you wind up like getting it glued to your face?
No.
We know how to smoke a cigar, Nate.
Yeah, I've never done it. I smoked part of a band one time because I forgot about it because I was really fucking drunk.
You guys obviously don't drink as much as I do.
No, not near as much.
You know, the best band to smoke in the world is the CAO Amazon Basin.
Oh, that was gross.
No,
that was gross.
Dude.
Now, Matt will actually tell you.
It's better than this band.
Matt will actually tell you that the paper band on a Dunhill AH actually does taste good. He smoked
well, <that's,
laughs> half of one time.
That's because he's smoking it on the Dunhill AH shots fired.
Wow.
You like the Dunhill AH.
I do. I love the hell out of it.
So give us so give us some cigar news, guys. What's the latest stuff you've heard?
We just posted a couple yesterday.
But, what now?
We just posted a couple news items yesterday, I think. A famous exclusive from Room 101, and Jordan Alexander's coming. Not Jordan Alexander. Wilson Adams is coming out with a new limited release called the Mr. Wilson.
Yep, I saw that.
And there's
exciting
another,
stuff.
There's a new B.G. Meyer line. I still haven't tried the standard issue yet, so I don't know. I don't know if to be excited about that or not.
Yeah. What's been some favorites you guys have reviewed lately?
I really like the La Hoja Edición Clásica 1962.
Yeah, that's
a new word.
Yeah, I didn't catch that at all.
The La Hoja Edition Classica.
Oh, is that a new one by Oja?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
When I was with him, they only had two lines.
Yeah, he repped for Oja for a while.
Yeah,
they got two new regular lines, and they have a limited release that's coming out later this year, right before the show.
Are they on Maduro?
Yeah.
Maduro? Yeah.
Yep. So the one that Emmett was talking about, that's the natural, and they have a Maduro version of this kind of same cigar.
Yeah, didn't hear that either.
I love Google Plus, man. It's freaking fantastic.
Yeah, this connection quality is bad. We should have hopped over to Skype a long time ago.
Yeah, but then everybody has to record their own audio. It's a pain in the ass.
Is that the case?
Yeah, you can't record a session. You can record your session, but you can't record the whole session. And record your session and send it to you.
That's really stupid.
It is stupid. But that's the way it works. And some shows are done with Skype. Some shows are done. You record your own audio on your side. They record their audio, and then you just put it together.
Huh. That's a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass, but that's the way it works, yeah. Yeah. So have you guys ever considered doing a podcast or doing video reviews or anything like that? Is that coming?
We've talked about it, like, very briefly. I have been kicking around the idea of a show for the site, but I'm not going to really give too much detail because I haven't decided if I want to move forward that I haven't talked to Emmett about it yet, so but it would be less around cigars and just more around the personalities.
Okay.
Oh, kinda like our show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said with personality though.
Oh, okay.
Shots fired.
God.
We are charming motherfuckers.
You're our guests and you're kicking us in the balls.
Your name is now Dickbag.
Yeah.
That's cool. So it's going to be like something you're going to hawk to the Travel Channel as like you guys are fighting, but you're not really fighting, and how do you run a website? That type of thing. Like real world blind man's puff.
Exactly. All the reviewers in a house together and you see how things shake out.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Sounds great.
That sounds terrible.
with no smoke inhalation system, so it's a constant cloud of smoke, and you can't see anybody.
Right.
Well, right. You don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah, and most cigar smokers aren't very attractive, so that's probably better for the
show. Well, everybody's blindfolded anyway, so that's the way it works. Oh,
that's true. Blind man. Right? Yeah. Okay, so. I got you. Jeez.
Is that your fake radio laugh?
Kind of. It was kind of fake radio laugh. Thank you.
The fake radio laugh.
That's not our
laugh.
Fake TV reporter laugh.
Which is what?
When you come back from break. All right, we're back.
Great story, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Yeah. But have you, anybody tried that Matilde? I see that in every store now.
Matilde. I haven't had it yet. No.
Yeah, that made our top 25 list. It's amazing.
Oh, it did. Nice.
Do the Corona if you get the chance.
Okay.
You would like
Cilantro is out now, I think, but we haven't reviewed that one yet.
We would like to do the Corona, I bet. So, real quick, name three cigar brands that have coffee. Go.
Roma Craft.
Okay.
Fratello.
Okay.
I don't know the third one.
When I first started with AJ, we did, but we don't anymore.
Yep. Yep, they did.
Who's the third one?
I just saw...
Nicaragua had one at one point, too.
Who?
Oida Nicaragua had one at
Oida
one
Nicaragua
point.
Had one? Yeah. Ezra Zion just started making coffee.
Okay.
And there is one... What's that logo that looks like a tree, but it's like a windy thing or something?
That's that's Romacraft, I thought.
No, not Romacraft. Not the stick man, but it looks like... It's like a tree that goes up and it splits into branches, and I don't think it's Romacraft.
That might be Mattel.
I don't know. I think it might be Mattel. I'll have to look it up. But I know they have coffee, too. I've seen it at shops. That's just becoming a thing now. And Ezra Zion now has wine. Did you guys see that?
What?
No.
I'm assuming they'll be showing it off at the show?
Yeah, they'll be showing it off at the show. They have they had it at the Underground Cigar Fest, and they're going to be apparently taking it to events and stuff. It'll be like an event-only thing until they can get their liquor license and actually sell it. So.
They have it off of wine and coffee and... shoes and jewelry and
Davidoff does shoes?
Oh yeah, they made all kinds of crap.
I kind
of
want some Davidoff shoes.
I don't know if they make shoes.
They only come in cream color.
They've got all kinds of stuff.
And they
Bosner's got whiskey and all kinds of crazy elaborate stuff.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Bosner. German company.
Yeah. Hammer and Sickle's vodka.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Aren't they Russian or something?
Freaking Russian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hammer and Sickle in the name, and you were able to guess Russian out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere. Name another Russian cigar company.
Total Flame.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have you guys reviewed those yet?
We have some.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The only one that scored really well was the FTW.
We know that Brandon knows the name of what that stands for, I'm sure.
For Forever Two Wheels. It's for a motorcycle.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Maybe we lost us.
We lost our listeners for sure. That's at this point.
Yeah, way to make it an epic show, guys.
Sure, 13 minutes in.
Are you guys there?
We are here.
Okay. So what else is new at Blind Man's Puff? You guys pick up any more reviewers?
Yeah, we have actually. We've added probably, I'd say, like 4 new reviewers. We've had a couple guys drop out, you know, life gets in the way of things and continuously do things like that, so we kind of, you know, keep the minimum number and go from there.
I didn't understand any of that, did you?
No.
You guys' connection sucks.
Fuck you, Google Plus.
Yep.
Maybe we should say nice things about Google Plus and it'll work better. I don't know. All right, Emmett, you want to give us the rundown on what he said?
Yeah, he was saying that we just brought on about four or five new guys, and we've had one or two drop out in the last couple of months, so we're increasing in size, but not by a whole lot.
Okay. So 4 or 5 new guys.
Now, why can't you have just said it that way, Aaron?
I tried, but the audio sucks, I guess.
Apparently he's talking into a fan. That's what it sounds like.
I think we're up to like 15 right now.
Oh, wow.
That sounds all right.
Are you still pulling everybody from Stogie Friends, or are they coming from other places, or what?
A lot of them are coming from Stogie Friends, but some of them are actually just friends of some of the reviewers, and they're not even on. They may not even be on a forum at all.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
One of our new guys, Jack. I just met him at a local smoke shop, and he knew his stuff, and we tried him out, and it worked out. So
very cool. Well, we definitely like to do another edition with you guys. Just need to figure out a better platform than
Google
Plus.
Yeah.
There's got to be something better out there. There has to be. I mean, I see so many shows on Google Plus, though, and they're all the same. It's all half of you can't understand and shit. It's fucking horrible.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Geek & Sundry has a good platform.
What does?
Geek & Sundry.
I don't know what that is.
It's a YouTube channel that has it's produced by Felicia May.
Oh, the chick from the guild.
Yeah,
she's hot.
But they've got it down pretty rock solid somehow.
Okay, we'll have to look into that.
Maybe I'll ping her.
They'd probably pay for better streaming or something. I don't know.
Yeah. They might.
You never know.
It's like a gigabit connection. That's the secret.
That would be the secret. Yeah. So have you guys had any favorite cigars this year? Like, what have you caught yourself? Because you review a lot, and you know we review a lot. You probably review a hell of a lot more than we do. Is there any standouts for you this year that you just, you know, I'm going to buy a box of that motherfucker?
Hmm. I can't think of anything that's new as of this year that's really been stand out for me. I'm trying to think, but I can't come up with anything.
Oh, I was new this year, so.
Yeah, there you go. That was really good.
Yeah, I don't think I smoked anything that's new this year.
Okay. Well, just overall, over the year, I mean, what have you guys smoked that, you thought was box worthy?
I really enjoyed the Herrera SLE Limited Edition 2014 Lancero.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
And then the Tierra Santa from Hermosa Cigars is actually a really good cigar. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great cigar. I like it too.
Oh, I just tried the E.P. Carrillo New Wave Reserva. That was bomb.
Yeah. The Connecticut thing?
Yeah, it's like the... It's a little stronger than the regular line. It's a darker wrapper. Just a little something extra made it really good.
Yeah, I had that the other day. It was actually really good. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's been an interesting year. I mean, I don't think there's really been that many real standouts. I mean, you've seen some companies going... into a lot of limited edition stuff, which is not my favorite thing.
Like Lost and Found.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a little too much, I think.
Yeah. And Crown Heads is doing a lot of limited edition stuff as well.
Yeah.
DJ's got a new New World Connecticut. It's dropping in May, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you for the plug.
Nice plug there.
I thought that was going to be event only, at least for a while.
It was, but it's being released in May. First week of May.
Ah, okay.
We're shooting for now.
Nice.
Yeah.
I still haven't even had it, so I know nothing.
Really?
No.
It's good.
You haven't had it.
I totally have.
No, you haven't. When did you get one?
Like recently.
Todd gave you one?
I will not confirm where I received
it. You didn't have one. Jerk face.
It's a good cigar, right?
Yeah. He just cut a New World up and stuck a Connecticut wrapper on it. It's New World Connecticut.
Hey, baby.
Did you call him baby?
You said maybe.
Oh, I said baby.
I'm congested, motherfucker.
He is congested. He sounds like he's congested big time.
Speaking of motherfucker, have you liked what? Have you liked the way Brandon is just dropping the superfluous cuss word?
Yes.
So what do you guys smoke this year, motherfucker?
We gotta have cuss words, isn't it?
I was told, an adult show. I was told to keep it clean.
I'm trying to take care of that for. This is really good. This is really good. What do you got?
That's a good motherfucker.
It's a fucking good cigar.
Way to deflect.
Yeah.
I tend to deflect things.
How's your Cohiba?
It's pretty good. The draw's a little tight, so it's not making as much smoke as I'd like, but the taste is all there.
Shocking.
You got a draw tool?
Yeah, it helped a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that when you pull it?
No, you
poke it. No, you poke through the thing and it just opens it up.
Sitting next to Nate makes me have to drink.
You killed that pretty quickly.
Good.
It is. It's very tasty. Yeah. It's very tasty.
Well, I vow that I will not get as drunk this episode as I did the last one.
Oh God, that was I'm gonna have to edit the shit out of that last episode. It was bad.
Just that one.
Just that one. The other three were fine.
Randy said that all of the ones that I was in were terrible.
No, they weren't terrible.
Okay.
They're funny. They're
I
just...
tell you that all the time.
What a jackass. No, it's just we did four episodes at a time because I wanted to get to that 100, 200 thing.
Right.
And this last two episodes are really pretty raw. I mean, we're getting pretty dark. And pretty dark on the red tube side. So.
So there were, what, five of us in the shop that day?
Yeah.
Between the five of us, we killed two bottles of pig's nose.
Yeah, pig's snout.
It was one bottle of pig's nose, and then the
pig's
nose thing that he brought.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that was in the span of, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
So.
And you had half of it?
I had half of it. We were all pretty well fucked up. It was nice.
Yeah. So what's your preferred pairing? Do you guys like bourbon, scotch, what?
I usually go bourbon or scotch. If it's earlier in the day, I'll go with some coffee.
Yeah, I prefer the coffee side of things.
Bunch of vaginas.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
No, coffee's good. A good coffee in the morning with a cigar is a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Just black coffee. That's all you need.
Yeah.
It's a great.
I'll pair a beer once in a while, but that's kind of
hit and miss. It's tough to pair with beers.
Yeah.
Unless you're Drew Estate and you have that whole line where they pair with beers.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
What? I haven't tried any of those yet. Seems kind of good.
Are you guys going to get those and try those?
I got a couple from the guys at the Cigar Federation, and I've heard that they're not that great to even pair with the style of beer that they recommend just because there's so many variations. It doesn't, it's hard to match. match up.
Yeah.
Have you heard about, I think it's called Dram. It's a cigar line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they tell you which beverage to drink with each cigar. There's like a little booklet on the shelf talker.
Yeah.
Pretty weird.
Which shelf talker? Does it like scream at you as you walk up to it?
Yes, pretty much does. If it's a good one.
Yeah, it was made at Hogwarts. Shut the fuck up. Jesus.
Who's got a bird?
Yeah, I don't know. I got some birds outside my little shed here. Maybe that's what you hear.
Okay.
You have a man cave shed?
Yeah.
Awesome. I want one of those so bad.
And it's got a room in his house.
Yeah, I got an indoor man cave. Suck on that.
All right, I got all you beat. Third floor, external man cave, overlooks a pool in the middle of summer.
Mm-hmm. When it's the middle of summer.
Yeah.
Not good, moment. Not good in the winter.
Now it's the middle of summer, and it's really nice.
When do you think summer starts?
It's not the middle of summer.
All right, dude, if there are the people that I'm seeing out at the pool, it's the middle of summer.
Okay, whatever.
God.
So you basically you have hotties at your pool and you can smoke them.
Yes, that's the joke.
All right, did you you do the woohoo thing?
Occasionally.
Woohoo.
And then you run in?
No, actually, I my daughter hangs out up there too.
Yeah.
And so she greets everybody that walks by.
Ah, you got the cute factor. Okay. Yeah. Oh, he's got a cute little kid.
He needs it.
Yeah. You need to have a dog. You need a dog. Dogs get girls too.
I fucking hate you people.
We love.
Notice I didn't say anything.
So, okay, you guys go to IPCPR. Have you been going to any of the other events, like are you going to the Colorado Cigar Fest or anything?
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely going this year. I already got the invite from Joe that runs it. I couldn't make it last year because I was sick as a dog for like 24 hours, and it just happened to be right during the festival. All
right. I'll be going to that, so I'll see you there, man.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'll see you there.
Yeah, I go to Crush and Roll West, which is in Paso Robles, California. It's this year it's the end of August, and it's kind of a cigar and wine and beer event. It's 2 days.
So, that sounds pretty cool. Yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah. Did you go? So the Colorado Cigar Fest. I told Abe to bring just some leaf. I was like, bring some leaf so we can roll some special cigars.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
In Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, he gets it, yeah.
Okay.
But then you're going to have to inhale it, and it's not going to go very well.
yeah, true. You wouldn't get much out of it unless you could inhale it.
True. We'll just use some swishers. It'll be fine. Those paper roll things. God. So 100 episodes of this.
We're not doing breaks?
No, nah, we're not doing breaks. Okay. We've been doing 100 episodes, 200 episodes of this, and
we're tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready to stop. Guys, stop doing it now. Please let me stop doing it.
Nate volunteered to help you edit, and then when you asked him to help you edit, he said no.
No, he didn't. He didn't
I
want anything.
I volunteered like 3 months ago, and then he threw the offer because I'm working 90-hour weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. But we're doing the Frightmare Fest soon, and that's gonna be a blast. I'm looking forward to that. So that'd be cool. I'm looking forward to doing Frightmare. A lot of good people there to have some good times and interview some folks. That'll be fun.
Talk to peeps.
Yeah.
Hang with our fellow celebrities. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Like, there that we
want to
talk to yet?
Yeah, there's a few.
Nev Campbell, there you go.
Nev
something
Campbell's
with an N.
There?
Yeah.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Skeet Ulrich. However pronounces his name.
Yeah.
All right.
Some other people.
Kim Coates from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, he's a cigar smoker, so we're going to try and get a hold of him, talk to him.
Maybe I won't get smashed before I go.
That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. That'll be good times. I did talk to Thor about the cups, though. He said that's fine, just let him know when we get there.
Cups?
The free refill beer cups.
Oh, cool.
So we'll get smashed when we're there.
Cool.
Yeah, on beer.
On beer.
Yeah, it's beer. It's still beer. Better than water.
I don't know, man. It's pretty hard to get smashed on beer.
You can't get smashed on beer?
Beer will get me messed up more than quite clear than whiskey.
Yeah, I drink four beers. I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a lightweight on the beer. But booze, it takes me a half a bottle.
Yeah.
Become a pro on the booze.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It happens.
Beer to booze ratio is off. But wine will fuck me up. Wine gives me a headache. I can't drink a whole bottle of wine and not have a headache. So.
This just got really sweet on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Kind of nice. How's yours?
It's because I rubbed my taint on it. It's good. It's really good. No, this is really it's strong. It's actually really strong. For a 2000.
Or just really strong in general.
In general, just really,
really
strong. Really? From 2009, it's still got a lot of strength to it.
Opuses usually aren't very strong at all.
Hmm. Well, I thought opuses were supposed to be strong, aren't? Don't you guys think opus are strong?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I've never had a strong opus.
Never had a strong
opus? I've
never
had a strong point day, period.
Yeah. That's weird.
See, I almost brought... I've got a Perfection A sitting in my hand. That's been sitting there probably for 6 months now.
Which is that? We smoked that opus A, and I didn't like that one at all.
I fucking loved it, man.
It was canoeing on me and shit. It was horrible.
Well, yeah. No, it burned like ass. Yeah. It was a terrible burn. Probably the best opus I've had, period.
How about that? What's the best opus you've had, guys?
Oh. I don't know.
We have two in it.
Great story, bro. Tell it again.
the Perfection. There's a Perfection X, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best one I've had.
Forgot about that one. I'm changing my answer.
I had some Lancero from, it was like really old. It was really good. I don't know which Lancero it was, but it was fantastic. And then the second one's probably the Angel Share.
That was
really
also
good.
A great story,
the,
too.
The Angel Share was really good. Yeah.
This year's Angel Shares?
They were tasty.
Angel's Share?
Yeah.
Are pretty great.
But I tend to like the Don Carlos and the Añejos a little bit more. That's just me.
Yeah, typically. I like the Añejos better.
Yeah. Don Carlos is, man. Every time I see
Lancero is my favorite.
The Casa Puente?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite cigars ever.
Yeah, I think I have one of those. I just haven't smoked it yet. Oh, man.
This is killing you. And
what?
The blockage.
Yeah.
It's getting you.
It just goes right in my face. When air conditioning's on, it blows right in my face.
Blow it in her face, and she'll love you forever.
This Miaje's probably from 08 or 09, and... It's got a lot of power.
It's a Platino Reserve or something, I think.
Yeah, it's a Platino Reserve.
Yeah. One of the many old cigars at the Calypso Cigar Shop and Lounge in Richardson, Texas.
He hadn't even been open that long, has he?
He opened in 05.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to move, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Bigger shop?
Calypso.
Yeah, much bigger shop. About a mile and a half from here.
Nice.
It's going to be on the highway. Full bar.
Full bar.
Wow.
Yep.
That's cool.
It overlooks a barbecue joint, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I'll be able to con anybody over there to bring me food like the sushi guys do.
I'm sure they will. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they will.
The thing is the humidor here is like 160 square feet, and the new one's going to be 700 square feet.
Oh, wow. Yeah, a shop that has liquor and also has a food place close, it's an awesome setup.
Yeah, it's a good place to be, man.
It's a great location.
And it's really right off the highways. People coming off highway can get screw traffic and just exit and have a smoke and some
drinks. Yeah, it's really congested going north.
Yeah.
After work.
Bad.
So this gives them a place to stop and have a smoke.
Hang out before.
While the traffic dies down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only problem is that if you want to get into the cigar shop's driveway, when you get off the highway, you've got to cut it.
Yeah, you got to get in. Well, you can cut through 1050.
Well. You can't get from the 1050 driveway to the.
I think they're going to make it so you can. I think that's part of the plan.
Oh, there's two big ass curbs in the way. You think they're going to cut it?
I don't know. They were talking about it at one point.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome if they do that. So this year, IPCPR is in Vegas, and there's a crap ton of restrictions. New Orleans, yeah, sorry. And they typically do Vegas. Don't they do do they do it in Miami too on occasion?
Or they did in Orlando.
Orlando, okay.
I heard that it's stuck. I heard it's stuck in Orlando because everything's so far away from each other, you can't get to stuff after the show.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I think like Vegas or New Orleans.
I think they just need to stick with Vegas, just make it in Vegas and call it even.
Yeah.
I think the issue with Vegas is that they're dealing with the union guys and the costs associated with getting everything set up. So, but I think they've already got it set up. So after this year, they're back to Vegas for like 3 or 5 years in a row.
Mm. Yeah, I had a good time in Vegas. It was definitely a fun show.
Yeah, it's the right spot for it, I think.
What now?
it's the right spot for it, I think. Although Bourbon Street can get pretty pretty debaucherous too, I guess.
It can.
Yeah, and we'll see how much we can actually smoke over there. I'm not looking forward to fighting with people about it, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I've also heard from other people that, you know, have been to shops over there that they're saying that for the most part they can do whatever they want law wise, but the shop, the bars and stuff are just like, whatever, we don't give a fuck, you know.
Yeah.
The cops won't say anything. There might be some payola going off or something to make it go away.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Payola. You know what payola is?
What is payola?
When you pay like a cop to not say anything.
Well, it started as a radio term, and in the 50s, I'm going to give you a little history lesson here. In the 50s, record companies would want to get their records played, so they would pay DJs play their records. Well, that's illegal, and they got caught. And so now, like, you can't plug anything. Like, if I gave you a donut, and we were doing a radio show, and you said, Randy gave me a donut today, I could be in trouble for that.
Why would you,
Shut up. Well, I know you like donuts. Donuts.
He downs in a clear in like one big swoop. Doesn't even swallow. Doesn't even chew it at all.
Yeah, no.
He swallows it, just doesn't chew it.
The motion of swallowing doesn't happen, though. Just right in.
That's like the cartoons where it just goes.
Your head's a donut right now to him. Still cartoons.
That's the second time you've turned Randy into a piece of.
No, he turned himself into chicken one time, I think.
No, you mentioned it, though.
Did I? I thought it was him. He brought it up.
I said, I look like a big ham right now. Really... Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's quit calling back.
That was episode 89. Reach back around, yeah. Reach back around. It's a term. It's a term we make.
I'm not even close, dude. I just eaten.
Yum.
See, you know what I smoked the other day?
Notice that the music's playing. We never turned it off.
Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck. What'd you smoke the other day?
I started smoking the drones again.
Oh, they're good. I like the drones.
I forgot how consistent they are.
He misses his ex-girlfriend, and that's what she used to smoke was for drones.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't even make that link until like the fifth one.
Yeah, right.
And you mentioned it.
It was some kind of 40th thing.
You didn't know as you were crying when you were smoking your drones?
I love me smoking the drones.
No,
he's like smoking. I'm just going, why? Why, God?
Well, I will have you know, I'm with a perfect woman right now, and I have no regrets.
Uh-huh. Does she smoke cigars?
Yes.
She does?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. No. Are they? No, they don't. She doesn't.
That's what they call reasoning with yourself. Is what you're doing there.
She smokes. She
does.
She's
gotta watch this.
What does she smoke?
So last thing that she smoked, I think, was
not your pole.
Blondie. Did she smoke a blondie?
She smoked a blondie here. She smoked a cherry bomb here.
Okay, so she's the infused stuff.
No, the last thing she had, I think it was a La Maduro.
He's like, here, smoke this Padron. It reminds me of this. <Yeah. laughs> I want you to be just like her.
And then we're gonna have some.
No.
And then we're gonna have some hate sex.
Love that.
That's a good story, though. I'm going to tell it again.
That's awful. So does any of your significant other smoke besides cigarettes?
No.
Yeah, I got my wife to smoke some tobacco specials when maybe like once a month she'll join me.
That's cool. That's cool.
That's a good cigar.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's legit. I would smoke that.
I like tobacco specials.
I smoke it when I play golf.
I still enjoy them. Yeah.
The whole
and have to...
I have a bathroom
in the ninth and the eighth or seventh hole.
Especially that's what makes me feel like.
Dude, that's what the sand pit's for, man.
I think they put it in hall pass. Remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a litter box. That was awesome. Yeah, but no, coffee makes it a different kind of.
We have guests on the show.
Wow.
It's not like the Bud Muds though, man. That's the worst. Yeah. Bud Muds are just bad. You can't control those. You never had the Bud Muds?
I don't want to be here anymore.
I want to go home.
I want to go home. Is that what you said? You are home. You're in your man cave.
Yeah, you're right.
So how did you manage to do that? How did you convince your wife to let you have a room in your house that you can smoke in?
I don't know. I'm not going to question it, though.
He's got a cool wife. I had a cool wife like that, too. Like,
yeah.
I could smoke in the house.
I mean, did you have to, like, you know, seal the room so nothing gets out?
Yeah,
or just...
I've got a whole ventilation system hooked up and an air purifier, and the doors are sealed with weather stripping, so it's legit.
Sweet.
He's
that is awesome.
Sitting behind a vault door.
Do you have one of those rabbits in there or whatever?
A rabbit? Oh, yeah, yeah, a rabbit air.
His wife has the rabbit while he's in
there. Not the cat sorts the smoke. You know?
No, he was thinking of the other rabbit.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, a rabbit? No. Yeah, I have a rabbit air. I have a walk-in humidor, too, but it's not finished yet.
You have a walk-in what? Humidor? That's fucking awesome. Show us. Show us. Let's see it. Let's see it.
I'm all wired in. I can't.
Ah.
I can show you the door.
Oh, there you go.
You can see the door. That's fine. All right.
Okay, there's a door.
He's turning it. All right. Say something. Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's freaking awesome.
That's awesome.
So it's basically just a converted closet?
Yeah, yeah. It was a walk-in closet. I picked out this room because it had the best closet.
That's freaking awesome, man. So what? I mean, what are you gonna? I mean, are you doing the cedar stuff on the walls, or what
are
you doing?
Yeah, that's the plan. I've got. It's just drywall in there right now, and bare floor. But eventually, I'll have it covered in cedar and some cedar shelves.
That is awesome.
That's freaking cool, man.
But I've got all my cigars in there with a big room humidifier. So it's functional, just not pretty.
Is it how well is it keeping your cigars humidified?
It works fine. It goes through a lot of water. I haven't got it hooked up to the automatic fill thing yet, but I have to fill it like once a week.
Oh yeah. Is it having any adverse effects on the drywall?
No, not soggy? Not so far. No.
Okay, that's cool.
That's very cool.
I like that
awesome.
A lot.
Damn, man, that's awesome.
It's a dream.
All right, so we are going to take a little break, just because I want to split the show up a little bit. We're at 40 minutes right now. So we're taking a little break, and we'll come back for the end of whatever we're smoking. Opus X.
Yeah, hey, Platino Reserva.
You have four.
I'll play the goalie.
Koba.
All right, we'll be back. We're staying. I'm not stopping it. We're just staying, but... And we're back for the end of the show.
You were a master segwayer.
I know, master.
Is that someone?
It's a word.
Is that like
someone that rides the Segway?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I
feel like you're cheating with the three wheels.
Yeah. The cops. Yeah.
Issue. Yeah. You know, you don't have to balance it.
Yeah, but it gives them a reason to get fat and uncoordinated.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
And generally not cops. You know.
There's nothing funnier than watch a cop on a two-wheel Segway
fall over,
hit a curb, and fall on his face.
Yeah, I think that was just like
especially
more of a that's like one step pacification more than the bike cops, you know, really.
Yeah,
the bicycle cops.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the calves on a bicycle cop though?
Yeah. So
what do y'all do?
Dude,
y'all look
it's
at
still,
men's calves.
It's
yeah,
still
yeah, wait, yeah, wait,
on a bike. Bike.
And you're chasing down people. Do you have any idea how much like effort and power that takes?
Who do they chase down?
Someone like bad people mostly. I have a lot of respect for bike cops.
Okay, whatever.
Basically, because you can come over.
You can open your door and make them fall over. That's horrible. You guys are bad.
Well, you know.
Why am I bad? I didn't
say anything. Is this where we go into 5 minutes and talk to police? No, because police are awesome.
Police are good, yeah. I like
especially
police.
Cigar smoking police.
There's a lot of cigar smoking police. And that's why every time I go to the Frisco Commons Park, I have cigars sticking out of my pocket, and they just go, I don't get a ticket.
They shoot you?
Yeah.
Wait, in the back 37 times?
Yes.
Because you were resisting arrest?
Well, you know we have that law now in Frisco.
What?
You can't have tobacco products on you in a park.
And what?
I put it in Dallas. I didn't have to get it in Frisco.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's the law. Yep.
You have now taken away my last reason to ever go to Frisco.
Yeah,
Dallas is the same way, and you live in Dallas.
In a city park, not only can you not smoke a cigar or a cigarette or any tobacco product, you can't have it on you.
You can't even have a lighter.
Oh, I didn't know about the lighter thing, yeah.
You can't have any smoking paraphernalia on your person.
Dude,
in Dallas, in public parks.
That is ridiculous.
I smoke cigars in public parks in Dallas frequently.
They don't enforce it, but that's
apparently
the if they
not.
Wanted to, if
and
it's
the
a slow
more,
month, they could give you a ticket.
The fine is more expensive than being caught with pot.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know that or
not that I've ever made one cutting open a cigar. putting honey on the inside and then a bunch of marijuana and rolling it up and microwaving it for about 5 seconds and then smoking it. Do I have to bleep that out, too?
Yes. Now tell people how to build a pipe bomb.
Oh, okay, so make a pipe bomb. I did bleep it out,
you did
Yeah, I bleeped it out, but now I have to bleep out a whole bunch of other stuff because this is the episode. I'm like, I should have bleeped that out. I should probably cut this episode down from 40 minutes to about 15.
I get you. I wasn't trying to.
What? No, yeah, you did. That's okay. Sorry. That's okay.
I want the round two. Although I won't sleep, I'll take.
It's on my phone. It's on my phone, so I can just drop it. Because I didn't upload it yet, but I wanted to hear it when I was traveling in Nebraska. Yeah, this is good. Okay. What is that? We getting an
airplane?
Airplane. Airplane? Jeez.
Is he like circling your house?
Is he transforming into something else? What the hell is that? It sounds like Optimus Prime's outside your window.
Yeah.
On that note, so my daughter's been watching Optimus
Prime or whatever.
Rescue Bots.
Yeah.
So season 3 just dropped.
Okay.
And Optimus Prime apparently learns how to turn into a dinosaur.
What? Oh god.
Like what the fuck?
He turns into a Dinobot.
Yeah.
How? They're.
Because it's mechanized, he can scan it, and so now he's a semi truck and a T Rex.
Wow, they had the robots in the, or they had the dinosaur robots in the last movie. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did, and that was cool as shit.
That was a horrible
movie. I gave up after the second one.
I don't know, worst. Yeah, it took me 3 times to finish that movie. It was freaking horrible.
I gave up on Transformers before I ever saw the first one.
Yeah, that was a good idea, actually.
No, the first one was great.
What's that?
The rest were shit.
I like the first one.
Yeah,
the first one was awesome.
Now, I like the animated first one better than the first one. The first animated movie is great. And I have that on DVD. Because I'm a nerd.
You are a nerd.
So have you guys picked up any new TV shows you're watching or anything like that?
Daredevil. Daredevil. Marvel's Daredevil is on Netflix. They dropped
on
the whole
Netflix.
Season.
Yeah.
No shit.
It's freaking awesome.
I'm adding that to my list right now.
It is awesome. That's about awesome. 4 episodes in, and it's badass. It's like super dark and awesome.
I've been rewatching Star Trek Voyager.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's the worst. Why would you do that?
Back-to-back episodes with Star Trek talk.
At least you haven't watched Enterprise.
I would never watch Enterprise.
Scott Bakula.
Even his name is shit.
Yeah, but his wife is hot.
He could change his name to Emmett Malone. Be better.
That's right. He'd be badass then.
That's a reach back around.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys watch...
TV shows, I don't pick up new TV shows. All right.
What was that, Emmett?
You guys watch Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
I love that show. It's amazing.
It's great. It's awesome, man. It is very cool. Yeah, not as good as Breaking Bad.
I mean, it's different. It's a little more lighthearted, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely goopier.
I did hear about the Kevin Costner reach back around that they did the other night. Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Apparently there's an episode in Breaking Bad where he was talking to, what's his name, Walter?
Mm, Walter White.
And he says it depends on, you can sell anybody anything. I once convinced a girl that I was Kevin Costner, and she believed it. And so in this Better Call Saul, he picks the girl, wakes up next to her, and she says, you're not Kevin Costner. It's kind of funny that they did that.
Yeah.
Back around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good show. If you haven't, you need to catch up on it.
Catch on.
What's it on? Like, what network?
It's AMC. AMC? Yeah. Yep. You can watch those on... Can't you watch them online?
No,
on AMC?
You can watch the first episode of anything on AMC.
I think they're all on demand if you have Xfinity, but I can't promise that.
No. Yeah, that's my problem. I don't have cable. I've got Netflix and...
You can get them on iTunes.
It might be on like Hulu or something like that.
Or Amazon even.
Yeah, okay. Possibly. All
right. Yeah, I've got an Amazon Prime account. I'll check it out.
Amazon's much better than iTunes. For its quality.
You were wrong.
As far as quality of the video, no, I'm not. AMC, or AMC. Amazon does not freeze near as much as iTunes does.
Well, no, I don't. Well, yeah. But... You know you can download the videos as you buy them.
I do. I'm just saying, the player on Amazon, you don't need to download anything. It works. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get those little Amazon Fire Sticks, too. Those are cool.
Mm-hmm.
This season.
Gary Busey has one.
Yeah, he does. I love that commercial. It's great. Commercial. He's like,
you can't put a seashell in there.
This segment's sponsored by Amazon.
I always say this is the worst episode ever. This is legitimately the worst.
How dare you refer to our guests in that manner?
So fucking Matt just walks by. Oh man, he was in the.
Yeah.
He walks by and grabs his junk.
Did he really? That's awesome. That's awesome.
That was Matt, our elusive shop owner.
Yeah. Grabbing his junk on camera. Awesome sauce, man.
I do not
want
to see that.
Are you
now we're going to have to mark this
NSFW. Yeah. Whatever. Are you making smoke rings over there, Emmett?
What's that?
So you making smoke rings over there, Emmett?
Yeah. It's kind of hard in here. There's a lot of air moving around.
Yeah. Oh, so what are you doing for moving the air around? You just got like a cheesy little fan there, or what?
I've got an air mover, like one of those things you used to dry out a carpet out in the window well, and it creates a vacuum out there and sucks out the. I have a pipe running to the ceiling.
Oh damn!
Oh nice.
I saw.
Yeah, I've had four people smoking in here, and it doesn't get real cloudy.
That's friggin' nice. Friggin' sweet.
What kind of a are you operating with? You get all that
He's got blind man's puff money, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're rolling in it, man.
Exactly.
Four banners.
Yeah.
Legitimate question for our viewers at home.
Yeah, how much does it cost to get a walk-in humidor? How much have you spent so far on the venture?
The humidor itself, almost nothing. I won't say that. The humidifier that's that big cost me about $600.
And what are you looking at for the cedar? Are you gonna do
the cedar's fucking
that stuff?
Expensive.
It's like
$7 a square foot.
Full on cedar.
So I think I'm gonna do that in stages when I can afford it.
Is
he frozen?
You guys hear me?
Yeah, no, I missed you. What did you say?
I said with the cedar, I'm gonna just do it in stages when I can afford it because it's like
better Nate's flavor.
It's like $7 a square foot.
It's what, a buck? How much a square foot?
Seven.
$7 a square foot?
Yeah.
Damn.
You going to do the work yourself, or are you going to have somebody do it?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it myself.
Cool. What the hell was that all about?
It's apparently going to rain, and my windows are down.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
Like mine are
too. I don't know. Whatever.
I've got cigars in there, so that'll just keep them humid.
At least it's not going to be a tornado or a snowstorm like I dealt with last week.
I had tornadoes. I had to dodge a tornado, and he had to dodge snow.
Yeah. It started snowing. I was in Nebraska. I was getting ready to go to South Dakota, and it started snowing, like, vertically. Or horizontally, sorry. Yeah. Horizontally, yeah. It was snowing, like, horizontally.
It was going vertically, man.
Yeah, it was going vertically, man. It was like a Chinese vagina.
So the joke here is... Brandon,
Jesus
Christ. Shut up.
Yeah,
Brandon
stop talking.
Is capable of Englishing.
Yes,
and
I'm great at it. He speaks drunkenese.
No, I got to the store, and because it's getting really dark, so I turned on trying to find a local station to see what was going on, and said there was a tornado going 70 miles an hour about 30 miles from me.
Oh, wow.
So I decided to go 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's a good choice, man. That's a good choice.
Yeah, I hear some cigars. I gotta go.
Yeah, I was in Wichita, Kansas, and apparently they were getting like tornado weather and 2-inch hail, and like at 4 o'clock, and it was like 9 o'clock in the morning when I was visiting somebody, and I'm like, I'm gonna go. And they're like, yeah, you probably need to get out of town. I'm like, okay, so I drove to Nebraska into basically rain, and then by the time I was leaving Nebraska, it was snowing.
In Kansas, but not Nebraska. Oh, it started snowing later.
Yeah. So it was snoring. It was snowing. Snoring? It was
snoring. It was so loud, I had to get the hell out of there, man.
I woke myself up several times. It was bad. But no, it was snowing in Nebraska, and I called South Dakota because I was supposed to go there, and they're like, yeah, it's already been snowing here for like 4 hours. You probably don't want to.
South Dakota? Can I speak to South Dakota, please?
That's That's exactly.
There is only one phone in South Dakota.
You just pick up the phone and go, can you give me South Dakota, please? And they connect you.
There you go.
There's only one phone in South Dakota.
That's a scary term.
Practically, yeah, practically. So I didn't get there on there this time, but I'll go next time. South Dakota and North Dakota. I'm looking forward to going to Deadwood Tobacco.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, they make them.
Oh, is there a Deadwood Tobacco store?
Yeah, it's a Deadwood Tobacco store.
Is it in Deadwood, obviously?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I get to go where the Old West lived. Be badass.
Al Swearns and...
Yep.
The last TV show I actually got into, and then it cut it short, so I got pissed.
You guys seen Deadwood?
Yeah, I was disappointed that it didn't really end. It just kind of stopped.
I know, that's what pissed me off. Big time.
Yeah, it's like, there's going to be a big battle, and then that's the end of it.
Oh, no, we're going to do a movie. Yeah, right.
They never did it, yeah.
Yeah, that never happened. They should have done it.
Yeah, sucks.
But now you just watch Justified.
If Deadwood had continued, you wouldn't have gotten Justified. So.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys had to touch your cigars with it?
No.
Mine went out during talking.
Mine's been rocking and rolling, man. Rocking and rolling.
I've had to fix mine twice.
I've had to give mine a little bit of love.
Yeah.
So the Goldie 2, the Liguito is the Lancero thing, right?
Correct.
The Lancero.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. We had that a couple weeks back, I think.
Yeah, we did the Goldie not too long ago. What's his name gave it to us?
And Matt still has the one before, right?
Yeah, the number four.
I think the number two is the first one.
Yeah, they're good stuff.
Yeah.
I am a fan of those.
I don't need rotate.
You're going to have me hurl one time on the show.
Oh, man.
You got a bucket right there, so
all right.
If you need to.
So if you guys ever want to vomit as the result of a terrible combination, here's what you do.
Write this down.
All right, this is great. This is
epic. Put this with your pipe bomb notes and your marijuana rolling.
I did this approximately 16 hours ago. And I can still taste it. All right, what you do is you smoke a Miami. All right, Miamis are great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smoke a Miami. Drink Aberlour Scotch. This is really burny.
It's smoky.
You eat a volcano roll from your favorite sushi place. Guaranteed vomit. Period. In a story. It is the worst thing in the world.
What was the cigar? A Miami what?
A Miami. The AJ.
Oh, Miami.
Yeah, but any real pepper bomb will work, I'm sure.
Anything by Don Pepin probably would work.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Oh, I had that new, what's it called? New My Father. Starts with an A.
La Antigüedad.
Yes, not bad.
That does not start with an A.
I found it to be milder than the FDLA.
Really?
I did. I liked it. It was a good tasting cigar, but it just didn't have any near the strength that I was expecting.
It's a good smoke. It wasn't so great fresh, but a few months on it really improved it.
Did it? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. The rep just gave me one, so I had no idea how long he had it.
Have you guys tried the Connecticut My Father yet? I love that cigar.
Yeah, it's a good smoke, man.
I want one.
I like it a lot.
Yeah,
I like it a
lot. Delicious.
It is very, very good.
We reviewed that one not too long ago.
By any change, by any stretch of the imagination, but it's definitely good. I just touched it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was noticing that. I was wondering if you were gonna say anything.
Very, very tasty cigar.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get it pretty much anywhere. I mean, a lot of people carry it now, so.
Yep.
It's
nice.
So what is your view on world peace?
I'm against it, man. Fuck world peace.
What about world peace?
Are we scraping the bottom of the barrel?
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
We already
talked about the weather, so.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Boobs.
Hey, how are your A's doing this year? Wait, never mind. We already did that.
Yeah.
Damn it, I hate this show.
Hey, did Craig go to Cuba again, or did he just go he went semi-recently?
No, he didn't go this year or last year, I guess, because he was moving.
Yeah.
I remember he was moving.
Yeah.
Did you not pay attention to the show?
It's been a long time, man.
Okay.
I've had beers since then and booze.
Get your hammer fast.
It does.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me, too.
Have you guys had that? Was it Aberlour?
Aberlour?
Aberlour.
Yeah, I've had the 10-year. It's that scotch is not fucking around.
No.
Is it just like really peaty or what
it's
is it?
It's very, very peaty.
Yeah.
It's like if I want to drink it and not feel awful about myself, I've got to mix it with like a 1-to-4 ratio.
Oh, I can't believe I just heard that. Blasphemy.
I'm a
blasphemy.
That is still from that other day when you hit me.
Oh, shit!
Oh, my God!
Whoa. What the fuck?
Damn! You hit a bar. You did. You could hear it on the recording.
Oh, yeah.
Because Randy hit him, but he just kind of pulled his punch. He's like, why are you going to pull your punch, pussy? Boom! Just fucking nailed him in the arm.
That was over a week ago, and I still got that.
Are you part peach?
Yeah, it's just a love tap. Love tap.
Jesus. Right, about the Owler. I bought it on suggestion from my boss because I held my boss's opinion in high regard. That is no longer the case.
Well, Kirk from Poolside.
That's a great scotch. You can't. You're not a real man if you have to mix that.
No, yeah. I have to mix it because it tastes horrible.
It tastes amazing. You drink that shit neat like a man.
I'm aware.
Just add water, man, or a little ice cubes or something.
I'm just saying, it was terrible.
Well, we were drinking it with fucking whiskey rocks, so we weren't getting any water to dissolve.
I know.
Is it more peaty than like Laphroaig?
Oh, yes. God, yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
And Laphroaig at least has flavor. This doesn't have any flavors. It's beady smoke.
Do you guys like it? Do you like it?
I've never tried it.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Okay, he likes it. So. Jesus.
Kirk Pulsehead Scarberries likes it too.
Mm. All right. I still like to try it. I just never had it. So.
This is Glen Park. This is pretty fucking good.
It's pretty. I'm gonna marry these flavors like that one guy does.
Oh, the guy.
Put smoke in the glass. Yeah.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah, you both.
Yeah, it is a thing.
I've never seen this happen.
It's
before.
Very popular in the.
What?
You gotta marry the flavors.
Are you gonna drink it or just look at it?
No, you gotta drink. It's got all over my hand. Yeah, I'm gonna drink it. Tastes exactly the same.
I don't know if I told the story on air, but I'll tell it anyway because they didn't hear it.
I'm already bored.
Shut up. I was right when I started with AJ. I was looking at other reviews of stuff, so I know some things.
And AJ plug.
It's that guy that you're talking about was doing the New World.
Yeah.
And man, he's got this thing like shoved up his nose, and he's like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
He's like suck.
And he did the Mary and the Flavors thing, and I'm like, I can't watch this guy. Like, God. I don't even know if he gave it a good review. I couldn't watch the whole thing.
Just skip to the end. Skip to the end. His videos look really good, though. He's got good camera work.
You need a glass like this to marry that.
What? You married it? Oh, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that shit.
That's some good shit right there.
Nice.
Taste any different?
No.
And I've
already swallowed enough smoke tonight.
So is there a legitimate, or is that just
it's
pretentious
a thing.
Things that pretend
you gotta remember to cigars and booze to a certain degree are very romantic. I mean, there's a romanticism about them.
That's gay.
Oh, we're getting deep here. Romanticize
the whole, you know,
what?
Dip it in the stuff. I mean, there's just these old things that from the hundreds and hundreds of years of cigar smoking that aristocrats have decided this is how you enjoy your thing, and that is a thing to marry it like that.
Yep.
They usually do it with brandy. Brandy's the main
your
thing.
Cigar is so boring that you have to change the flavor of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you
by
got
doing
it.
Something obscenely stupid.
Kind of like putting Sprite in scotch.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta consider though that back in those days most of the cigars were Candelas. So they all tasted the same. They didn't have a lot of flavor. So, you know, maybe you did do those things to try and
make it
amp up the flavor. You know?
Yeah, well, it wasn't an art like it is now.
Right.
No, for sure, no.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. There,
yeah.
You know?
They didn't have the internet to go and read Blind Man's Puff to learn how to...
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. So how's the... You guys had an anniversary semi-recently, right?
Emmett and Aaron are married?
Yeah. Well, yeah, February was like 2 years.
Yep.
So,
2 years.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of ours.
Yeah.
Ours is 2 years right now.
I haven't been keeping track of numbers. I think we're well over 200 reviews now.
Oh yeah, we're probably 270 reviews now.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very
so we're
cool.
Just right behind you. We're all like our numbers are real similar. We've done 200 shows. I've done 200 something reviews.
Yeah.
We better step it up then to crush you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to catch up. We got to record. We got to record 70 episodes right now. We're doing it tomorrow.
We're not doing that again. I refuse to shoot more than two shows.
We'll just smoke the first third, like CI, like a cigar aficionado, and then just go to the next cigar.
There you go.
There you go.
That doesn't seem like a legitimate review.
It's not.
Can we just say that cigar aficionado is not legitimate?
No, I said the review you described is not an official.
That's what you hear. I don't know if that's true or not, but people think that's what they do or say that's right. What they do.
Right.
Well, when you only give a one-sentence description of an entire cigar, it's pretty bogus anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Mm-hmm. True.
All right. Give me a one-sentence description of that cigar that you've just smoked.
It's an Opus.
Brilliant.
That's awesome. You should be their marketing guy. That is great.
Okay. You got two new guests on the show.
Right. Yes. Right.
That's Mary, Matt's wife.
And Dobie.
Dobie.
She just grabbed her junk.
I would venture to guess she's not going to grab her junk.
She just did.
She? No, she did not.
No.
Matt's like, grab your junk. She's like, all right.
Now grab mine. Now rub it a little. Do this.
God, stop.
Do this.
Stop. Right. Anyway, the other guy was Dobie, and Dobie, by the way, is a Dallas cigar legend. His family has owned shops, at one point, owned 75% of all shops in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, mm-hmm. and so he's known by everybody in the industry. And Matt was lucky enough to land him here, so that's really cool.
Fortunately, the last guy that hired him gave him a sock, and he became a free elf, and now he works.
Nice nerd joke.
Yeah.
That was a very nerd joke.
That was...
Oh, no. What? Fist bump.
Nerd joke.
Anyone that understood it is also a nerd, though, so there you go.
That's true, yeah. That's true.
I can honestly say I did not get it. I just could tell it.
It's Harry Potter.
Oh, definitely didn't get that.
An article of clothing. Then they're free. They had an elf named Dobie. It was the Weasleys, right?
Yeah.
So they had an elf named Dobie, and they gave Dobie a sock. He's like, "Oh, Master gave Dobie a sock now."
Dobie is a free elf.
Yeah, and then he died.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
I think it's Dobie though, but still, it's close enough.
Dobie.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't care.
I hate both of you. God.
This has actually had quite a few changes in it. I mean, it went from really peppery at the start to pretty leathery, and now I'm getting some like cinnamony notes to it.
Mine calmed down. It's not near as strong, unfortunately.
Mine's trying to go out. It's still a little sweet. It's lost a lot of that sweetness. You know, it's got some earthiness to it that I'm really enjoying.
So you guys have any cigars that you've aged that are just like really phenomenal that you didn't think were that great when you first got them?
Not that I didn't think were great. I've got some Monte Cristo Petit Edmundos from 2007 that are out of this world right now.
Send me one.
Nice.
I recall seeing an episode of us doing the Petit Edmundo. Don't remember recording.
That happens kind of fairly frequently.
That was when we were in your Mexican shower.
my kill room in Mexico. Never mind. Watch the episode.
I think a lot of the diesels are better with age on them that aren't so great with fresh.
See, I can't smoke a diesel because whenever I see a diesel, I think of the porn star diesel. And I can't get that image out of my head. And I'm like, I'm not putting this in my mouth. I can't, so like, I want to smoke a diesel.
Think of Vin Diesel instead.
He probably already did that.
Yeah, dude.
Anybody seen the new Fast and Furious movie yet?
Not yet, no.
I like just got this week, didn't it?
Yeah, I kind of want to see it.
It's already made like $450 million.
I know. I just want to see how they get rid of Paul Walker.
Yeah, I want to see how they got
it. I heard there's like a real touching tribute at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But since I haven't seen the first six, I can't watch the seventh one. I'd be lost.
I just watched the last one on Netflix because it was there. Yeah, like you need it. Actually, you do kind of. You can watch 5, 6, and 7 and probably be okay. But yeah. Other than that, the other ones. Yeah.
Or
you could not watch any of them.
More okay.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah.
Are you gonna wait for them to come out on DVD and stick them there too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait to buy them on DVD so I can avoid them again.
I enjoy them. I think they're fun.
The only shitty one was the second one, Too Fast, Too Furious. That one was not good.
That one was terrible.
Tokyo Drift was also, but it had its.
It was all right. Yeah.
But supposedly they're going to be doing spin-offs, so they're doing another version of Tokyo Drift, I guess.
Oh, really?
So we'll see.
Are we still talking about that again?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So Paul Walker, too soon or no?
I think too soon. I mean,
okay.
He was the blonde. So he was the blonde Keanu Paul, Reeves,
you
but.
Tell your Paul Walker story now.
Which one? Oh, I have a couple. I'm trying to figure out which one you want to reference.
Yeah, Paul Walker stories.
The best Paul Walker movie is Joyride.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a good one.
I think Joyride and Running Scared are both actually.
Yeah,
really
Running
good.
Scared, he actually learned how to act. I was surprised.
Yeah, precisely. That's one of the few movies he acted in.
Yeah.
I was like, this is actually.
Matter of fact,
good
when he
movie.
Died, the only movie where you actually complimented him was Joyride.
Joyride, yeah. That's yeah. True.
You know, actually, Vin Diesel was my Facebook friend for a while.
Mm. Oh, he's not anymore? Did he unfriend you?
I unfriended him because the. Like this.
Was it the fake Vin Diesel or was it really
No, it was the okay. real Vin Diesel, and people were just like posting bullshit on his page, showing up on my wall. I'm like, this is really annoying. So I unfriended Vin Diesel.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could have had an invite to the premiere and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I could have, but I would have had to put up with the bullshit that people would post on
Facebook. You can mute people on Facebook, you know. You don't have to see all their updates.
Yeah, but I'd have to mute, like, 20 people a day.
No, you can just mute his feed.
You can say, hey, look at my friends list. There's Vin Diesel.
You're saying I could have muted Vin Diesel's feed?
Yes.
Yeah.
And still had him as a friend.
Yeah.
Right.
You blew it, my friend.
You blew it, yeah. He's never going to friend you back.
Vin Diesel's probably blocked you now. You probably will never get to be friends with him. Who's your famous Facebook friend? You've got one.
I do.
Or is it
I have
follow?
Twitter it's friends. Yeah, I have Twitter friends, yeah. And I got Colin and Brian and a couple of other people.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Not as cool as Jill Wagner, but.
That's true. That is very true. Damn right. That's why I asked you. I wanted to.
Of course you did. Yeah. When you get Kevin Costner, we'll talk, all right?
Joel Wagner looks a whole lot better than Kevin Costner.
You never talked about neither Joel Wagner nor Kevin Costner on this episode.
I know.
He just did.
You brought her up first. I didn't
know.
So what's the deal?
Are you talking about Kevin Costner with the...
He did. The saw, backwards, man. Yeah. The
oh,
reach back around now.
A long came saw. What's it called?
Better Call Saul.
A long came saw.
A long came saw. Wow.
I like that title better.
Yeah, it sounds
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Joyride.
Yeah.
Now, the guy that did the voice played Buffalo Bill.
Oh, God, no!
And Buffalo
no.
Bill.
No!
Norman Bates and Leatherface were inspired by Ed Gein.
Yes, they were.
Jeez.
Again.
That's an inside joke, sorry.
Did you edit any of those references out?
No, those are hilarious.
Oh,
I'm leaving those, baby. I'm leaving those.
When are you posting those up?
I'm posting another one tomorrow, and then we've got two more to go, I think.
Okay.
So, no, we may have. Yeah, we have two more to go.
No,
yeah.
No, the one you posted this morning had me on it. So we've got two more total.
Two more total to go.
Yeah, two more to go.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I said, we have two more left to go.
Yep. So tonight will be, which one was the one? There's not the 1502. We did after. What did you do after the 1502?
I don't know.
All right. We were drunk. We were drunk.
God.
Did you guys get more cigars from, Mr. Uncle, what's
You're doing
his name?
Great. Keep
Crap.
Going.
What's
Keep
his
going.
Name?
Uncle Gary.
Uncle Gary.
Yeah. Yes, he did. He did include us in that in the next round.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of new stuff. I was like, ah, cool. So
yeah.
Actually, it was a bunch of stuff we'd already smoked and maybe like two new ones, I think.
Yeah, we have a few.
Nicaragua is new, isn't it?
Yeah, the
yeah.
Nicaragua.
We have a few of the ones he sent coming up pretty soon.
What now?
So we have a few of the ones he sent coming up pretty soon on the site.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Nice. Cool.
So why are you the recipient of our
He reached out to him because the YouTube channel's on Brandon's name.
So you can't, you're not going to put the clips of Cigar Shop and Lounge as your mailing address?
No, I won't do that.
You're a cunt.
No, why would I do that? Then Matt would smoke them all.
No.
He'd think, these are samples, and he'd smoke them. He's done that before. That's why I stopped doing that. That's why I stopped doing that.
Nice.
You remember?
There's your radio laugh again.
I've got a funny Matt story.
Okay.
We all love Matt, but this is funny. The episode where we reviewed The New World with Todd, he only brought three.
Yeah.
For the three of us to review, and Matt was pissed he didn't get one. And we liked it so much. I'm like, Matt, you need to order this cigar. Why? I don't even know what it tastes like. And I'm like, dude, it's a good cigar. It's only $6, man. You got to get this cigar in here. He goes, turns to Todd, and he loves Todd and their buddies. He's like, I'll take one box.
And now he cycles through like six.
I know,
he's
so like crazy. But so we got him in, and I said, "So Matt, have you smoked the New World yet?" He's like, "No." Okay. So about 3 or 4 days later, "Matt, have you smoked the New World?" Pulls it up, he's smoking it right there, and he goes, "I asked my fourth one, it's fucking great." He was just so pissed that he didn't get a sample.
You're such an old man and such a little baby at the same time. Dude. Well,
all men have little boys in them, shut up.
Dude. Yeah. Nambla.
Oh! Oh!
What did you just say?
Right there.
What did you cut that out?
No, I'm not cutting that out.
Well, it's, you said it, I didn't say it.
Jesus Christ.
He's the one that said it.
I said something plain and clarified that I did not mean that in any way, shape, or form in a negative
way. We knew what you meant. Don't worry.
I know. I know you guys got my back at least. Somebody. You guys want to do a show with me instead of East Class?
Sure.
All right.
You guys, you can host the Blind Man's Puff Show.
Yeah.
First one.
That'd be cool. We should get that going, man. We should just do it. It'll be like this thing, but you guys, you know.
Love how he warns this on their show.
There's not a Wii here.
We'd have to review something blind every time.
Yeah. Exactly. Nice. Be cool. Not that hard. Just get a YouTube channel and start doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like we've done.
Yeah, for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, because YouTube and cigar smokers, that goes great.
As long as you keep it in like 6 minutes or something, they'll watch it, you know. But if you get to any longer than that, they don't want to look at it.
Content that way,
they just don't want to know if it's good or not. That's
this is a cigar. I'm lighting it.
I blow my smoke up in the air. You blow yours right in my face.
No, I blow it downward.
And it drops off the table into my face.
Aww.
This is not a table.
Aw.
You have a horrible aim.
I do have a horrible aim. I have to clean the bathroom like 3 times a week.
Nice.
It's mostly both.
Oh.
Well, are you hovering? What the hell, man?
I stand at the door and just kind of aim.
God. That's horrible.
I apologize to you guys.
Yeah, you brought up poop in the first place.
But I bring it up in a classy
way. Like an hour ago.
In a classy way. I don't think there's
the
a classy way to
up was
do
diarrhea.
That.
Yeah, no. But I was talking about golf, and golf is a gentleman's game.
Jeez. Are you guys watching the Masters at all?
No. I like to play golf, not watch it.
No golf fans at all?
Not really.
All right, right here. Right here, guys. Right here.
It's baseball season, man. That takes priority.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you guys have baseball teams, though.
Yeah.
True story.
I didn't see the Jackass.
My team's on the disabled list. My whole team is on the disabled list.
Yeah. Are you guys coming down for any more baseball games?
What was that?
What are you saying? You're breaking up.
I don't know. I don't have any plans. I was just in Texas just for a layover last weekend, but that was it.
I appreciate the call. That was fun. We had a good time. Awesome. We had a good time.
I had 2 hours. That was about it. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you know what you could do in 2 hours in Dallas? Not much.
Not much.
Because traffic sucks.
It does. Not as bad as Houston.
I will say this. The Dallas airport is great because the pricing for like food and stuff is like legitimate pricing. It's not like jacked up to like rate you from being just because you're there.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah, no $8 burritos at Taco Bell at the airport.
There's a Taco Bell in the airport?
I would guess there is. I know
there's a Wendy's.
And a Wendy's. And
I had a Whataburger, so.
Yeah, they have Whataburger.
Nice.
Hey, were you familiar with Whataburger before?
That was the first time I ever had one.
What'd you think?
What was your opinion?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, versus In-N-Out.
They're different.
Yeah.
See, I can have In-N-Out every day if I want it. So it's, you know, I know Emmett, like, is in love with it because he can't get it on the damn day.
I love In-N-Out. That's my fucking favorite.
Yeah, you had In-N-Out with the mermaid.
Yeah, with La Sirena.
Yep. Over in Vegas.
That was my moment of glory.
Yep. Got to share a burger with her.
Yeah. Oh,
did you do it with the arms wrapped around like that?
Shared more than that. No, just kidding.
Nice.
You were pretty drunk when you got in that car. I imagine you probably sound pretty sloppy in front of all those
Yeah,
girls.
We got more drunk after, too.
Mm. I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah, the best part about being drunk is when you get more drunk
afterwards. The worst part is the next day.
Being drunk.
Is mermaids in your cup?
So Emmett has this thing when he gets drunk, is he likes to just point at girls' asses.
That was only that one time.
That's enough for me to make it a regular thing for you.
Yeah. Now it's a trend.
I'll have to do that
normally. Point at their asses. What?
He just points at their asses until somebody tells them to stop doing it.
They get pissed, yeah.
Point at my ass.
If she sounds like that, I wouldn't be pointing at her ass.
You need to add something. When you do it next time, just go giggity giggity all the time to see how long it takes to notice you.
What is giggity giggity?
Family Guy.
I'm joking.
Quagmire.
I know. That was sarcasm.
Okay.
I actually like Family Guy.
It was a failed attempt at humor.
I amused the hell out of myself.
That's all that matters.
Yes, exactly.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for partaking in our 100/200th episode. I'm going to call it. We're past an hour, so we're running long. I have to edit out everything that that Nate said, so it'll be about 30 minutes.
Anyway, thank you guys again. We always love having you guys on.
Exactly. So where can they find us, Randy?
Oh, shit. I haven't done this in a while. iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podcastland, Podomatic, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
Excellent.
I'm at RandyRankin43 on Twitter.
At Captain Funky Pants.
At CigarDNate.
We're also at Calypso Cigar Shop and Lounge, or Calypso Cigar Review on Facebook.
Where can I find you guys?
At Bunnyman's.
Just one Twitter handle, that's it? Nobody has...
We have all the individual ones, but they're not as big.
Yeah, at BMPA_Aaron.
Okay.
And BMP_Emmett.
Alrighty.
I follow him. Do you follow?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have to look.
You sure did.
I follow. I follow you guys.
Be cooler if you did.
Yeah.
So we'll is that the end of the show?
Yeah, that's the end of the show. It's been great smoking with you guys.
See you later, guys.
All right. Congratulations.
Take it easy.